This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A group of heavily armed fighters claim to be members of a paramilitary group made up of Russians opposed to their country's invasion of Ukraine, who earlier this week launched a brazen two-day incursion and raid on the Russian city of Belgorod. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Asked what kind of support he got from Kiev, Denis Kapustin, a Russian national who claims to command what he calls the Russian Volunteer Corps, said,
"Medicine, petrol, obviously a lot of encouragement."
He said two members of his group had been killed and 10 wounded, then pointed to what he called the main trophy, a Russian military vehicle he said his fighters captured. Well, the two-day operation might have done little to damage the Russian military. Analysts said the incursion could force Moscow to reallocate forces ahead of an expected Ukrainian counteroffensive. Ukraine's government denied any role in the raid.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Supplying F-16 fighter aircraft to Ukraine will be a signal that Russia will lose over its aggression, and the faster a decision is implemented on the planes, the better, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday. Zelensky said in his nightly address, quote, "The very first Ukrainian F-16 will be one of the strongest signals from the world that Russia will only lose because of its aggression. It will be weaker and further isolated." Clashes between rival military factions broke out on Wednesday in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, residents said, threatening to shatter a fragile ceasefire designed to allow for the delivery of aid and create conditions for a more lasting truce. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is marking a year since the elementary school in Texas by urging Congress to do more in curbing gun violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At the White House, the president stood in front of 21 candles, one for each victim of the Uvalde massacre. Like too many other places in America, he says Robb Elementary became a killing field.
And in each place, we hear the same message. Do something.
After Uvalde and another mass shooting in Buffalo, Congress did pass the most significant gun safety law in decades. But the president says that's not nearly enough, with guns the top killer of American kids.
It's time to act.
Repeating his call for Congress to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Singer Tina Turner has died after a long illness at her home near Zurich, Switzerland, according to her manager. Turner was 83. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Tina Turner's life was a roller coaster. Hit songs in the 1960s, leaving an abusive marriage, becoming a superstar in her 40s, and having her life turned into a hit movie. She recorded songs like Proud Mary, Nutbush City Limits, and River Deep Mountain High with her ex-husband Ike Turner. Turner's first solo album flopped. Then she released Private Dancer and her career was bigger than ever. Angela Bassett played her in the film What's Love Got to Do With It. Turner said in a 1993 AP interview she instructed Bassett that the dancing should be energetic, not raunchy.
She appreciated that as well because she was a few times going to the front. No, not from the front, always to the side.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
A complaint from a parent has landed a poem read during U.S. President Joe Biden's inauguration on a restricted list at a Florida elementary school, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It's not clear what in the poem, The Hill We Climb by Amanda Gorman, is objectionable to a Miami Lakes parent. Daily Salinas says she doesn't favor eliminating or censoring any books, but she does want materials to be appropriate for students. The nation's first National Youth Poet Laureate, Amanda Gorman, said her poem was intended to be a message of hope for the inauguration. In response to the restrictions at the school, she says she's gutted and concerned that authorities are robbing children of the chance to find their voices in literature. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Negotiators for U.S. Democratic President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy held what both sides called productive talks on Wednesday to try to reach a deal to raise the United States debt ceiling and avoid a catastrophic default. I'm Joe Ramsey.